calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad trying to get a hold of the kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you. I really am. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was reminded today in a conversation, I actually do have, some people actually do talk with me, and in a conversation about other tensions in another person's, my friend Chris Prince and I, you know, we talk about the tensions he has with his wife. Which he actually sees face to face, and they actually do have some dialogues, which is remarkable. But the point was made that you get into a rut. And he made the comment, and I think he was quite right, that there's an expectation. There's an expectation every time I make this call that you will not pick up. Obviously, we're now at 2 years. So, yeah, I have that expectation. But the reason I'm not giving up is because I do live in hope. I do live in hope that one day you will say, okay, it is very clear. The Lord commands certain things. The state law commands certain things. And I'm going to submit to the Lord. Maybe you might find that, maybe it's asking too much, but maybe you might find that there's still some love left for me in you. I hate to say I'm skeptical about that, but I am. I'm sorry. The other thing is, you may not know, but I sent an email to the family over the weekend because I watched an interview with this guy, Shadi Shehada, however it was pronounced. My Arabic is weak. I am trying to learn the Shahada in Arabic, though, but that's another issue. Watched it more than once. One of the pictures I sent, I specifically paused it, where it says in the text, here's my wife. Because the expression on his face, I know so very well. And, it was interesting. I watched, on Russia Today, they actually interviewed, Eva Bartlett, who's the woman who actually did the interview. I have a lot of respect for her. She's done a lot of things that are absolutely fantastic because she actually goes to Syria. And of course, she's the one who interviewed this man in Syria, in Idlib, the province of Idlib. You know, there's the city and there's the province, which is larger. But he interviewed this man. And within the Idlib province, there's a bunch of small communities. One of them is a blatantly Christian community. You see some pictures of the community. It's you know, yes, it is the Eastern Orthodox or whatever it is that's there. But you can see the distinctive Christian buildings, and it's a very, very overt Christian community, and they are obviously a big target because that's a no-no for ISIS. And so the Christian community has been devastated in Syria. But I watched this man. You know, like I say, the RT version of this, where they clipped this program, they clipped out where he claimed Christ. But you look at Eva Bartlett's version. He's very clear. This interview happened shortly after he lost his wife, his children, 3 children, and his mom. And he claims Christ. He looked at Christ as Redeemer. But you can very easily see this man's heart is broken terribly. And I can relate. I can relate big time. And I can look at this man as my brother. He doesn't speak the same language I do. He doesn't live anywhere near me. But he has the same grief. And as I said in the email, When John Painter died, Diana Painter said to me more than once, it was twice or 3 times, that what I'm going through is worse. Because like this man, he lost his children. He lost his wife. He has no hope to see them again. Until, obviously, his death. But my wife and children are alive, and I haven't seen them in over 6 years. I love them desperately. Dorothy Jane, I love you.